You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5. Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate weekly news bulletin. My name is Clancy Overall. I am, as I said, as walking into this booth, catastrophically hungover because we finished, I guess I'll be honest about it really, we had our wrap party last night for the new Batuta Presents TV show on Paramount Plus. Wendell and Errol were both there, so was Effie, but I decided to push the boat out a bit further than them like a moron. So here I am trying to run the weekly Batuta bulletin, and I'm going to hand over to Wendell to do a bit more of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, you did pretty well there.
Yeah, well, you look like you held a steak knife up to some cops last night in a nursing home in Cooma. You've been electrocuted.
I was playing up last night. The cops should have treated me like a 95-year-old in Cooma and tasered me twice, because at least I would have gone to bed a bit earlier. Getting stuck into some coconut water, MCT premium liquid.
Nature's Powerade. It's really good stuff.
You have had like 2 litres of that, which is, that's going to go through you like a pipe cleaner.
It's going to go through me like a Burgess.
You'll be walking home and then like you'll just have to squat between two parked cars and just go hell for leather.
I've seen someone do that. I won't say which country, because people call me racist. But
we all know which country it was.
I watched a man shit on the street less than a week ago. I did.
Batuta Ponds?
No,
it's nice part of town. I was in the French Quarter.
Mate, he saw this guy's butthole open and the poo come out.
I genuinely couldn't believe it.
He's paying out the ass to live there. Mind the pun, but like...
It was a perfect cartoon shit too. It was incredible.
So you saw his...
So I didn't see the sphincter. What happened was he was bending over and he looked like he was pulling his pants down. I thought, he's not pulling his pants down. And then I just saw stuff fall out of him. And I realised he just unloaded his dinner from the night before. And then he started to pull his pants up, and then I saw his bare bottom. And then I looked at the perfect cartoon feces and I kept walking.
You're getting a bit excited telling this story,
actually.
Pretty
rattled.
I would have picked it up and thrown it at him. Like, if you want to fucking act like an animal, I will too.
Anyway, can we get on? Like, I feel sick hearing that story. You just stared. You just watched him finish it. You didn't think to look away?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, hopefully I won't be watching you after all that coconut water.
I would have watched it too.
I didn't watch it. I was walking.
How often do you get to see something like that?
Someone take a shit start to finish.
Mate, it's not like you're...
It was over in about 2 seconds.
It's not like you're...
Start to finish.
It's like a lunar eclipse. Like it just... It's
Mate,
rare.
Mate, it's not that rare. Like, I don't know.
You aren't allowed to look at it.
It's not that rare.
A billion people do it every day. They shit in the street. What's rare is standing there and looking at it, start to finish, watching it come out of them. Anyway, what's first up in the news?
All right, we're going to start off with some political news. The headline reads like this. Yeah, leaving mine now, Biden texts Albanese ahead of cancelling historic visit to Australia.
Yes, Prime Minister Albanese was dogged quite severely this week after inviting one of the older boys to his carefully curated house party. 80-year-old US President Joe Biden bailed on Albanese and the boys at the last minute, despite sending Air Force Two and close to 100 security personnel to case the place out before his arrival.
You know, that's technically not correct. Air Force Two is what the vice president flies on, and it's a Boeing 757. It's actually much smaller.
Did Josh Frydenberg have a shark too?
No, he didn't. Anyway, and to make matters worse, he strung everyone along until the last minute as well. He reportedly texted Alba that he was leaving his place now, despite still being in the bath. He obviously had zero intention of leaving the house at all. And understandably, Albanese was left pretty crushed by the betrayal.
Very upset. Moving over to the United States, and Florida has moved to ban the Round the Twist episode where Pete gives birth to a tree fairy baby.
In some curious news from the home of the brave and the land of the free, a famous episode of Round the Twist has been banned from schools in the US state of Florida. It is the latest battleground in the war on wokeness, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continuing on with his don't say gay law, and it means an Aussie favourite has copped a blow.
Yes, the episode was the first one in season 3 where young Pete pisses on a tree and becomes pregnant with a tree dryad's baby, which then he gives birth to out of his mouth. Apparently the Whirling Dervish episode could be the next on the chopping block as well, which if anyone remembers, it's where it was Pete.
No, Bronson. It was Bronson.
Bronson, the little boy, swallowed a fish that went into his penis and turned it into a rotor of sorts. Yeah, and he was able to fly because his cock was spinning around like a helicopter so fast. Anyway,
are you going to accuse I can me see of being why, a sicko for watching that too?
God has forgotten us.
That's crook.
And we, like, a generation of people grew up on this stuff, and I can see why Florida would want to ban it. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, some news here in town, and a neat freak has breathed a sigh of relief as the clothes pile on a chair turns out to actually just be a creepy man watching her sleep.
Ah, self-confessed neat freak last night had the absolute shock of her life. It was, quote, worse than the time her A1-sized NSYNC poster fell down in the middle of the night. Melissa Riviera from Batuta Heights told the advocate that she'd been on the verge of having a panic attack after spying what she thought looked like a pile of clothes sitting on the armchair in the corner of her bedroom.
However, after her eyes settled into focus, she realised it was just a very creepy man with indiscernible features watching her sleep. As she said to the advocate, "Can you imagine what would I do next? Leave my dishes to soak in the sink?"
You know, people listening at home will think that we're reading this off a script, but you know, this is just how we usually talk.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Everyone talks like we're Christopher Pine. Hello, I have bad times trying to pick up social cues.
Sports news. We're finishing up the week with some sports news. And the AFL has created a new father-son, who is also my cousin rule, for the new Tasmanian AFL team.
In a wonderful show of class, the AFL has enhanced its inclusivity credentials by making the game more accessible to our Southern Island brethren. The traditional father-son rule is arguably the game's most well-loved tradition. It allows clubs preferential recruitment access to the sons of former players who have made a major contribution to the club.
True, and as an ethnic Tasmanian, I think this article is fucking extremely offensive, but anyway. And now the AFL is celebrating the unique family structures of the region by creating a special supplement to the father-son rule that will now be unique to the island nation. This will see the rule's reach extended to allow the game's 19th club to have preferential access not only to sons of former players, but to sons who are also my cousins of former players. Fuck me. That's like, so fucking funny. A good leg up for the newcomers to the league. Fuck you.
A lot of the readers really liked it, Errol Parker. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the family catch-ups they'll get to have every fortnight down there.
A lot of mainlanders, yeah.
Fuck you.
Fucking inbreds.
Fuck me.
Fucking toothless inbreds. Anyway. That's enough from us this
it
week.
It certainly is.
Anyway.
Goodbye.
Go fuck yourself.
Good on you.
Yeah.
All right.